This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. The fields are drying out again after what was an extended period of rain, but the effects of a week's wet weather can be seen in the cornfields, with yellow corn in the flooded areas that will hopefully soon recover. In the early planted soybean fields, those are going to have bigger issues. Many of the soybean fields were emerging under completely saturated conditions, and we are just now able to see the full effect. Saturated conditions can reduce germination directly, drown young plants, and give vectors for diseases. Research has shown that saturated conditions for 48 hours reduce germination by 30 to 70%. The seedlings that do make it through can be damaged and slowed down as well. For the fields that were already germinated and had a little growth, young seedlings at V2 and V4 can survive 3 to 4 days of waterlogging, depending on the variety. Generally, this isn't even across the field, and can leave poor stands in the terrace channels and long field edges. For the plants that do make it, their slowed growth early makes them unlikely to catch up to the drier parts of the field. Unfortunately, our soils tend to make matters worse. Our heavy clays and poor drainage means that soybean roots are affected longer and oxygen deprivation is worse. And now, on to the young soybean diseases, nearly all of which like flooded conditions. The three most common are phytotaphria, cytochondria, and Pythium root rots. Pythium prefers cooler, flooded conditions, while phytotaphria and cytochondria prefer warmer temperatures. Out of the three, we are most likely to see phytotaphria. It seems like this is the most common foil fungus involved when there are areas of dead soybean seedlings within a field. Generally, this fungus affects wet areas and follows field contours, but this is not always the case. I've seen plenty of cases where these rotting off issues were occurring in troubled spots with some drainage while wetter areas nearby were fine. Many of these diseases don't cause any absolute loss either, but can hang on to a soybean plant, slowing it down and cause nutrient deficiencies in a long time. Like most diseases, certain varieties are more resistant than others. Seed treatments will have helped for a couple of weeks after planting, but eventually those seed coatings wear off. Other than varieties and seed coatings, not much can be done because these are below ground diseases. Often, phytotaphria won't cause much overall yield loss because it is only affecting a 10 to 20 foot diameter area. It does look bad though because these areas of complete loss are easy to see later in the season when the rest of the field has complete canopy cover. If you suspect issues with soil diseases, we can always send them off the sickly plants to the plant diagnostic lab for identification. If there are any unknown problem areas in your field, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.